The COVID-19 vaccine has now reached nursing homes and high-risk healthcare workers in Western New York. With the news the vaccine won't be available to the general public for months, the job of building trust in the vaccine among Buffalo's African-American community falls on people like Pastor George Nicholas. Speaking during an educational forum on the vaccine, the African-American Health Equity Task Force member says distrust in the medical community is a logical reaction to a history of malpractice.
African-American people don't mistrust science. We mistrust scientists because of the history of how institutional and systemic and structural racism has played its role in the world of medicine.
Speaking at the same forum, Community Health Center of Buffalo CEO Dr. Levon Ansari says frontline healthcare leaders like herself have to be upfront about the danger of the virus and how the vaccine can help.
So the way I think we have to address our communities to be very transparent about A, what vaccines do, also what a corona or the COVID virus is.
Along with the education, Ansari says getting people on board with the vaccine will take a little bit of myth busting.
African Americans and Black folks in this country have been trying to survive and live. So the notion that we don't want the vaccine to survive and live is a bad myth. We know how to survive. We want to know how to make a good decision with the knowledge that we have and to make sure that we get that information out to our communities.
Nicholas says it's an encouraging sign many Black scientists and scholars have been in on the development of the vaccine, but believes distribution of the vaccine needs to come from the smaller community-based healthcare centers instead of larger medical systems. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.